The Commerce Department reports business and pleasure travel to the U.S. from abroad has declined by 28% over the past 2 years. In part, it's because of the slow international economy, but another factor, and one that concerns the travel and tourism industry, is that it's becoming increasingly difficult for foreigners to visit the U.S. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
The big drop in travel from abroad came after September 11th. In the following year, 2 million fewer people sought visas to come to the U.S. on business or pleasure. Since then, the numbers have remained flat. Because fewer people are applying for visas, the State Department was forced to raise the application fee from $65 up to $100. But an even bigger change has been the time and trouble that have now become part of the visa application process. Stuart Pat of the State Department's Consular Affairs Division says visa applications take longer to process now because every single one must go through a security check.
In addition to the check that we do on every applicant when they come in and submit an application at an embassy or consulate abroad, certain of those applications go through an interagency security review in Washington.
It's that interagency review process that's most time-consuming, sometimes taking months. And the State Department is deliberately vague about who qualifies for the intense check. It's ordered for all applicants from countries that support terrorism and for certain other applicants from 26 mostly Muslim countries. A particular problem for scientists and foreigners studying in the U.S. is another State Department program that scrutinizes people working in certain technical fields. It's caused scientists to skip conferences and students to miss whole semesters. Because so many staff and resources are needed to carry out those security checks, the entire visa application process has slowed down. And that's a big concern to members of the travel and tourism industry. Rick Webster of the Travel Industry Association of America says it's not just that fewer people are applying for visas, more applications are being rejected.
I'll just give one example of a market that's very significant for the U.S., and that's Brazil. It's one of our bigger trading partners, and it's our biggest inbound market from South America. And the rate for this last 12 months is actually 35.5%. So basically a third of all the people going in to apply for a visa aren't going to get a visa.
On average, foreign visitors stay longer and spend more than domestic travelers on their pleasure and business trips. That's one reason why the decline in visitors from abroad is so alarming to resorts, airlines, and hotels. The group most affected by the new U.S. travel restrictions are men from the Middle East. They're subject to the lengthy interagency security check and also to NSEERS, National Security Exit and Entry Registration. Under NSEERS, men from 24 mostly Muslim countries are interviewed, fingerprinted, and photographed upon arrival in the U.S. Middle Eastern embassies say fewer of their nationals are coming to the U.S. now on vacation or for business, or for other matters like elective surgery. At the Embassy of Pakistan in Washington, Asad Hayaldeen says it's not just that the visa process has made travel here more difficult. It's also the atmosphere Middle Eastern visitors encounter once they get here.
The thing is that now you have a dampening effect of NSEERS, a dampening effect of the post-9/11, what I would call the Patriot Act syndrome, that people think that, you know, America is now a very strict and stringent inside when it was considered more of a liberal, loose, and open society prior to 9/11. So those dampen people's perceptions in terms of, you know, whether it's a choice destination to go to or not.
Rick Webster of the Travel Industry Association says the picture for international travel is likely to get worse before it gets better. His group was among those that protested recently when the Justice Department considered replacing the standard 6-month tourist visa with a shorter period determined at the border by individual immigration inspectors. He's worried that's an idea that may resurface later. He says another concern is a plan being considered by the State Department that would begin requiring face-to-face interviews for all visa applicants from certain countries, a requirement he fears will lead to even further delays in issuing visas. Greg Allen, NPR News.